Welcome to Geraldine Hassel Poole's presentation on Mormon Food Alternative Facts Version. I first became aware of Mormon food scientist Geraldine Hassel Poole during her study of pants and their peculiar and increasing application in Mormon women's worship service. She preceded this work with the study of salads, beginning with the candle salad, considered by many to be the seminal salad study. The salad days culminated with the salad war, I think I've heard tell, actually won by Burlingame, sadly, for Geraldine. It's still, yeah. In 2016, the Pacific Northwest experienced a green rush as millions of professionals relocated in order to bake recreationally. Oregon became populated with so many recreational bakers. A plan was hatched to bring Geraldine's brand of Mormon food study to Provo, Utah, aka the belly of the beast. This move enabled Geraldine to be on the ground advocate, an ally, and friend to the LGBTQIA community here in Utah. She works tirelessly, but I kid, because she's very tired, providing safe space, a listening ear, a comfortable place to rest, and of course, the foods through her initiative, Queer Meals. Geraldine studied the fine art BS and the maths in Rexburg, Idaho. She is wife to one Jeffrey Poole, wearer of leggings, singer of songs, and composer of music, and studier of the intersection of transcendentalism and absurdity. She is mother to five children, Glenn, Grace, Annie, Bonnie, and Josh, grandmother to B-Max, and mother-in-law to Chelsea. Is that right? Yeah, see, I've learned it all. She is also Mama Poole to infinity young adults within her sphere. I hope you are as excited as I am to hear from Geraldine the latest cutting-edge research from in the field of Mormon food sciences.
That was a bad idea. Just really quickly, who in here has seen this presentation before? Not this exact one, but like previous studies that I've done. Okay, I just want to make sure that people are aware of what they're getting into. The biggest complaint about me so far has been that I'm not an academic, which I'm super offended by. So, yes, my name is Geraldine Poole, and I'm here to present facts about Mormon food. Some might call them alternative facts. I prefer my facts to be bipartisan in that they are for both men and women. If you've seen my previous presentations, okay, I see some children here. There are three swears. I'm just letting the parents know ahead of time. They're mild swears, like PG-13 swears, I think. Okay, so if you see my previous presentations, you'll know that I used a laptop and a PowerPoint before, but there were some accusations that I wasn't transparent enough in my data. So I'm using an overhead projector. It's important. People believe that all my data was made up, so I feel like it's important to be transparent. I also brought a skeleton because real scientists always have a skeleton. Mine's got bling. I'm just noticing that. I feel like that delegitimizes me just a little bit. Also, you'll notice that the skeleton is also transparent. See right through. His name is Steve. Okay. So what I lack in the elegance of a PowerPoint presentation, I will make up for with the cold hard facts of the food habits of the spectrum of Mormon people. So, wait. This is where things get a little weird. Okay, so the first year I did this, I just called it Mormon food because whatever. And in the years since, I've had lots of other ideas of things to call it. Some of these you'll have seen before, but families. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can do this better this way. Okay, and then. Okay. Y'all here in Utah are like your sweet pork, so I've noticed. Okay, and then this one. Can everyone see? I have a giant head, so I can move if I need to. Okay, this one. And then there's this one. I know. Okay, and then I believe in rice. Okay, and then I have some other ones that are okay. Hold on, just bear with me. Science sometimes takes time. Okay, so there's. I feel like this is appropriate. I've noticed a lot of cheesy fries in Utah County. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if this talks about like beef and chicken on the menu or the people that walk in the door. I'm unsure. Okay. And then, I don't know if you get that, but it's part of Be Still My Soul. The unwritten fifth verse. Okay. Okay. And so today. Okay. There's also this one. Okay. And then this. Okay. So those are some alternative titles that some people like would prefer I used, but I feel like science needs to be straightforward and also transparent. Okay, and then also these are I'm on somewhat of a world tour, which I like to list. These are the places in which I've presented my data. It's important to note that when I presented in Ashland, Oregon, it was in front of my state president, who then wanted to talk to me afterwards. Oh, I don't know if I can see all of these. Anyway, and then of course I moved away really quickly. Okay. That is a true story. All right. So, to give you some background on my education, because I feel like that's important, I did my under. I earned my BMI at an early age from Kraft. And then I did some undergraduate work at Her Royal Sandwich University. And, oh, His Royal. My goodness, that was a faux pas if I've ever had one. And then I did some postgraduate work in dairy studies. And now my husband and I have recently relocated to Provo, where my husband is hoping to start sort of an herbal MLM. Okay. That's great. I like the clapping. I'm very proud to announce that this year I have some sponsors. They don't know about it yet, but I'm sponsored by Diet Dr. Pepper, right? And the BBC, and Toast, and then a lot of that. So, oh, Cinnamon Toast, sorry. It's important, I forgot. Okay. So I'm here to talk about the Mormon palate. And I think it's important for you to know that I have patterned my studies after Michelle Obama, who...
I live in Europe.
Oh.
This is good.
Okay, okay. Oh, okay, good, okay. So Michelle Obama introduced the plate. Before we had the pyramid, remember the food pyramid? And now Michelle Obama introduced the plate. And this is what your plate should look like when you eat. But these actually represent food, not pieces of ink. So important for future slides. Anyway, so I was studying Mormon food, and then, so this is, if we use that plate, this is what Mormons, in 2014, the first year I was collecting data, this is what food looked like on the Mormon plate. And I want you to recognize that Mormons drink the full 10% milk. It's on the gross, not the net. And there is an interesting bit here on mission food, and that breaks out like this. So it's true, the data is true. Okay. But then I felt like, so there's a lot of differences in Mormons, right? There's many ways to be a Mormon. So here's what the Utah Mormon food looked like in 2014. And then this is what food looked like in the mission field. So, okay. I know, it's fascinating, isn't it? Science is amazing. Okay. And then also, like, this is apostates in 2014. Curry last night, raise your hand. Okay, good to know. Okay, and then also we have President Packer's three favorite groups, which are the feminists. And then the gays. And then the intellectuals. Since 2014, a lot has happened, and we have a new president, And this president is changing a lot of things. In fact, he's chosen to go back to the old pyramid shape. And so this is what his... It's not very respectful of the office of the president, but science is science. Somebody should tweet that to Donald Trump. Okay. But I couldn't bring myself to keep using that format. There's something unpalatable about it. So I went back to the old format. This is updated data for 2017. Important to note that drinking essential oils is Jason Chaffetz's health care plan. So, anyway, all right. And then this is, so breaking out those same things, this is what Utah Mormon food looks like. There's asterisks there because Mormons don't like cuss. Doesn't mean something naughty. What are you thinking? Okay, so, and then there's an asterisk there because the drinking has changed and now everyone drinks. Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry, children. Okay. This is what food in the mission field looks like. There's that. And then this is the food of apostates. Okay. All right. I'm so worried about your children. Okay, good. All right. Okay. Also, so feminist food has changed slightly. All right. Okay. So there's that. And also, okay, that's changed a little bit too. And like I'm noticing there's a lot of talk of eggplant. I didn't know that they were so much into eggplant. I also really love eggplant. So there's that. Okay. All right. Oh, right. And then here's the intellectuals. So. Okay. So, one of the benefits now of living in Utah is that I am able to study food habits of more well-known people up close. So I felt like it was good to sort of break out some of these individuals. And also because I'm now living so close to so many of them, I was able to update like the ways they keep healthy. This is Jeff Poole, who I'm married to. So, I don't know if these probably don't make sense to a lot of people, but if you know, you know. And then like this is how he keeps in shape. We got that. Jeff Poole. There's Jeff Poole. My daughter Grace Poole also works for Sunstone, so I feel like it's important to show what she subsists on. So, and then also, this is how she stays in shape. So, okay. I told her that she would like to be here, and she said no. Lindsay Park. This is This is what, that's what Lindsay Park eats. That's what keeps her going. And this is how she stays in shape. Okay. I have one here for Kate Kelly. That is. And I actually know these two to be her favorite. So, and then this is how she stays in shape. I'm sorry, Kate's not here with us today. All right. Micah Nicolaisen, who is giving a presentation on marijuana. This is. This is how he has his form of exercise. Okay. Joanna Brooks. Is Joanna here? No. All right, you can let her know that we are on to her. And then, as opposed to Micah, she stays in shape with regular boxing. Okay. Gina Colvin? Huh, she's not here. So, she only eats on the southern half of her plate. And I feel like this represents that all my knowledge of New Zealand is actually based on Outback Steakhouse and Lord of the Rings. So, there's that. Okay. Natasha Helfer Park. Is Natasha here? Oh, she is here. Good. Okay. Okay, so this is. Natasha, I was going to do this, and she said to go for it, and I feel like I held back a little bit, but. You just see free loop that she hasn't drank yet. Okay. Okay. Michael Adam Ferguson. This is. He's a brain scientist. That's why that's important. Okay. And also. Oh, there's another child in here. Great. All right. You knew what I was when you picked me up. Okay. I've gotten to know some of the bloggers at BCC, and this is what they subsist on. And. This is how they're. Okay. And then I have, I don't know who's familiar with J. Kirk Richards, but he's a Mormon painter, and he paints a lot of stuff that's like hanging in the conference center. And in the last couple of years, he's been really focused on women's breasts, I've noticed. So, if you're familiar with his work, you'll know that. But this is what. I can't wait to send this to Kirk. And this is also how he keeps in shape. Okay. So that's the data that I have on people you may or may not know, may or may not want to know now. So, but I do get a lot of frequently asked questions. So, I'm not sure why I have two of these, but, oh, no peeking. Okay. So, this is one of the questions I get asked a lot. And the answer to that is yes. But if you want to get to the top level of the celestial kingdom, you'll use Panko. That's It's a little known secret. And then there's this question that I get asked a lot. And the answer is... the answer to that is no. You'll need to wait for his release. Okay, and then I get this one, which is kind of weird. But... sorry, I just think... I just think staringly made it so funny. Okay. And then there's this one. This is a new one. Okay. And then there's this question. That's a lot. And this is the interesting follow-up question to that one. So, and I can answer definitively that it was appropriate every Sunday I took a hip flask filled with Skittles to primary. So, the food, and I've got to talk a little bit about the food trends I'm seeing. I think that's, yes, so this is the last for the future. What I'm working on is that, first of all, eggs. So Mormon food trends. And then, oh, there's an unfortunate typo. I'm sorry. Bone broth, I'm sorry. Wow. Whew. Let me move that away. Okay, Phil. Tree loader. And then super interesting, right? Well. And then there's that. And then this one, which I'm super interested in figuring out why everyone really is into eggplant. Super. I just don't get it. Maybe I'm too old. Okay, so that is the study of Mormon food in Trump's America. And I am now available to answer any questions you might have for me. But I will warn you in advance that I will listen to the spirit as to whether or not I feel like answering your question. Are there any questions? Yes. Sacrament Cheerios. There's a little known section of the handbook. I think it's going to come out on Mormon Leaks probably in the next couple of weeks that says that only goldfish are allowed in the chapel now. And it's to remind everyone of the loaves and fishes. It's one way to keep our mind on Jesus. Anyway, that's a preview to the leak. Yes. I feel like people have felt the spirit today, and I have a podium behind me. So with that data point, I'm going to have to shut you down. All right. Are there other... yes.
Any changes to the casserole matrix?
Any changes to the casserole matrix? There's been a call, so I'm not sure how many people here know, but there is a piece of science called the casserole matrix, wherein you roll a dice to understand what belongs in a casserole. And the only changes are there's now a gluten-free option. So that's important, apparently. Okay, yes.
What is on your plate?
What is on my plate? The spirit. So much lightning heading my way right now, I know it. Also lightning on my plate. Are there other questions? Anyone else? All right. Oh, yes.
Sorry, I just was wondering if you both been studying the leadership.
So, I'll tell you what's been going on with that. I've been spending a lot of time in the Cobb cafeteria trying to peek, but they don't like fat, sweaty ladies, and my disguises are not working. So I'm going to have to send someone in with a hidden camera. That's all I'm saying. Oh, Corey Howard has volunteered. Excellent. Yes. The ideal what?
The ideal way to eat.
The ideal way to eat? Oh, this is the ideal weight. I was like, how dare you ask me? 100 pounds more than I weigh, that's for sure. Okay. The ideal way to eat? Well, so there's this new movement called the Eritarians? Are they? Breatharians. And I've been told that that's ideal, because nobody sees it happening, and it hasn't been proven. But I think probably the ideal way to eat is with chopsticks. That's, yes, two sticks, the Bible and the Book of Mormon. All Mormons should eat their food with two sticks. All right, any other questions? Oh, yes. Ooh, two questions. Excellent.
Will I be asked to a court of love if I don't put celery in my jello?
Not by me. So we all know that celery is the devil's vegetable. There's a little known scripture in Moses, I believe, that says celery is the devil's vegetable. I'd have to look it up. I mean, you might not be able to find it in your scriptures, but I have a new set. Okay, was there another question? Oh, from a Canadian. This is going to be good. I'm kidding.
I saw in one of the links that General Curtis put their influence with the problem charts. Is that accurate?
They put their foods into bubble charts? I think it was diet plans, and which ones? I think it was rated like celestial, terrestrial diet plans. Outer darkness. That's the air for you. Those are the Eritarians. All right. Are there any other questions? I think that's it. Seems like everyone's pretty satisfied. Thank you. Thank you very much.